Brought your Bible after all this is.
Good morning!
6:15 already.
Happy Thursday.
Steve-O and Mitch.
We were talking off air and then realized we could be having this entire conversation on air.
Yeah.
FYI, I'm losing my voice.
Oh, good. Good.
It hurts.
Was it because you were so excited last night that you were screaming at the TV?
I was not.
Oh.
However, if you missed the show yesterday, I'm trying to think of all the people who put it on. They kept saying it, but it was like...
The show, like Steve-O and Mitch in the morning, the show, or...
No, the show.
The 12-12-12 benefit concert
12-12-12.
At Madison Square Garden.
Yeah. Was it at Madison Square Garden?
Yes.
Was it?
I didn't even watch it, and I know that.
I don't know.
Thanks, Steve-er.
Yeah, exactly.
He told me.
Exactly. Important people performed.
That's what I hear.
Huh? You missed it.
He was not there.
No, he was not. He wasn't there. No.
Although that would have been classier than the other person they had there.
Yeah, man. So last night, they had some artists come together for New York and New Jersey, Hurricane Sandy, relief effort, and allegedly, I haven't seen numbers yet, but they kept saying last night that it was like the record-breaking benefit concert.
Did it sell out?
Oh, yeah.
I'm wondering how fast it sold out.
I have to be cynical for about 8 seconds. Every person, I don't care if you spent $1,000 on that ticket, every person who thinks that by going to that concert helped out Hurricane Sandy
probably just had to pay the people who are performing.
I don't know. Maybe they really did, but...
Maybe.
But, the return to me was so much greater. It was like, come on, bro. You're not helping anybody. You're paying for a really awesome concert.
It's true.
The money all went to... like relief efforts, but they got a pretty big return.
So did you, because you guys got to view it on TV. Did they have like a number like, hey, call now to donate?
Oh, yeah,
to
the whole time.
Okay, thought
the
so.
Whole time. 12-12-12, it's this, you know, hurricane relief effort that they've been talking about it for some time. But I missed the first few performers.
Which
like
were?
This guy. I missed Bon Jovi. When I jumped on Eric Clapton was just starting.
Dude, I'm really upset that I missed Paul McCartney.
He was the final act.
Yeah, I don't have it, those TV stations.
Sorry.
That it requires.
I'm going to stop playing Bon Jovi.
Okay. Okay, cool. But I was like, when I heard what just happened last night, oh man, I'm really jealous that I missed that. I'm sure I'll be able to view it somewhere else, but.
Yeah, 12-12-12 concert. Let's see. The Rolling Stones played. Here's the thing, bro. Rolling Stones played, and I was like, all right, whatevs.
They're the Rolling Stones.
Cool. However, I would say, oh, let's get the expert, actually. I want to get the expert. Stever.
Wrong. Wrong. Well,
hey
buddy.
Oh, by the way, you missed the boss.
I did, but I don't like the boss, so I don't care.
Well, I don't like his political, but he sounded good.
Who's the boss?
Okay,
what?
So anyway, let's just press on.
But wait, no.
It won't help.
It really won't.
It won't help.
Can you just say a name so I feel...
I could play some music from the boss.
Yeah, do that.
Okay.
You should do that.
Oh, well,
but by the way, Steve-O.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I had forgotten. I had totally forgotten.
What?
That it was on last night.
Oh.
And then I got that from you. I'm playing Born to Run. Do you think that's good enough?
No, because I don't know who that is.
Born to Run?
Nope. I know Born to Be Wild.
Man.
Something tells me to stop.
But Born to Run.
Born to Run.
Yeah.
Born to Run, yeah.
I kind of jumped in the middle of this. What were you saying?
Just kicking off the conversation about last night's show.
Yeah.
How over the top amazing it was. But I missed the first few acts, so I missed the boss.
But...
who is also known as Bruce Springsteen.
Oh, okay, see, but did you, say the name.
Did you see the leather kilt?
Yeah, can I just say Kanye West performed last night amidst all of these like legendary rock and roll artists?
Kanye deserved more time than Slow Hand. I mean, that's cool.
He had more time than the Rolling Stones.
Neither of the Justins were available for the night, so they had to go with Kanye. Which tells you how big of a gap there is.
My favorite moment last night.
I would have rather had one of the Justins than Kanye.
I'm telling you, when Chris Martin of Coldplay came out and said, I'm sure you would have rather had One Direction here, but it's way past their bedtime, so they couldn't make it. I lost it.
Oh, I love Chris Martin.
Yeah. I'm waiting for the group of Christian musicians to do something.
Yeah.
For real, people.
No, I'm serious. I mean, that'd be cool.
Yeah, that would be very...
Okay.
They wouldn't get Madison Square Garden.
Should we throw that out?
Well, I think that would be... that would, yeah, who would be at the 777 show?
That's already passed.
Because you can't do 12-12-12. I could tell you who the biggest act would be.
Let people tell
you. All right. I could tell you.
We can't...
But I won't.
You know, we'll fill in the blanks.
All right, there you go.
Wait, is this like a... is this like Freedom Fest... or...
no, this was like the biggest concert event. Mick Jagger himself was quoted as saying this was the biggest collection of British rock and roll icons.
Has Mitch ever... Mitch, do you know what Madison Square Garden is?
Yes.
Okay, that's bigger than Cliff's.
Can I tell you how I know what Madison... I know. But can I tell you how I know what the Madison Square Garden is?
You've performed there.
Yes. No. When I was 11, my favorite band did, and I stayed home to watch it live on HBO. NSYNC.
Oh.
And Justin Bieber sells out the garden in 23 seconds. So, booyah. What now?
And again, I would have much rather seen either of the Justins there than Kanye.
Ugh.
Dude, the show was over 6 hours long.
That's cool.
Yeah, actually, I hit the record. I recorded it.
Yeah, I recorded that and three episodes of CSI Miami afterwards.
That's what I did too.
And I got the whole show.
Yeah.
Thankfully.
Yeah.
No, I'm not a big fan of CSI Miami. As much as I wish. But I am a fan of the people who do their theme song.
I would, yeah, they were there. I would have rather seen David Caruso on stage than Kanye.
Yeah, me too. He could have taken his sunglasses off and then the Who took the stage. That would have been great.
I would have sat there and watched him take his sunglasses off for the length of time that Kanye was on stage.
20 minutes Kanye performed.
Yeah.
20. Why in did he a get leather 20? Kilt. In a leather kilt that Chrissy just kept saying, no, it's a skirt.
20 minutes, is that about three songs?
Sweating to tracks. He was just like drenched in sweat, and it was like track after track after track, and it was just him on this massive stage.
Why would he choose a leather kilt?
I have no idea.
Out of everything that he could have worn, he chose a leather kilt.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Heritage, come on.
Yeah.
Obviously.
So the night kicked off with The Boss.
Okay.
Bruce Springsteen. Let's see. Not in order. I missed Roger Waters, Pink Floyd.
Yeah, that's Eddie Vedder played with
Eddie
him.
Eddie Vedder played with him.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
That's his name. That's Pink Floyd, like the guy in the
Roger Waters.
Okay, here's the thing about Pink Floyd. No one explained to me as a young child that was not someone's name.
Well, David Gilmour.
So it took me a long time to figure out.
Yeah,
that
David
Pink Floyd
Gilmour
was
and there. Roger Waters. Yeah, so there only Roger Waters played. David Roger Gilmour was
but he
not
did
there.
He did Money and he did Comfortably Numb.
Another Brick the in the Wall two, Part 2.
It was like the only two songs that people know.
Okay, turn her mic off.
I'm going to. Do you just want to co-host this hour with
but
me?
But is the phone ringing? I want to know what people, you know, what Christians what Christian
know
bands.
The phone is ringing.
Yeah, there you go. All right. 505-338-3700 the phone number. Static.
This is Matthew from Albuquerque.
Oh, well, of course it is, cuz it's that time.
Yes, it is.
Did that you watch the Benefit concert last night? There was a benefit for a Hurricane benefit Sandy.
There was? I didn't hear about that.
Yeah, it was for Sandy.
Oh, Hurricane Sandy.
Yeah. Not for Hurricane Sandy. It was like against Hurricane Sandy.
Yeah, they weren't really
It was
for
an anti-Hurricane Sandy concert. It was for relief efforts.
Oh, so that's what that thing was on one of the music networks.
Yeah. If you could throw the biggest concert of all time, Matthew from Albuquerque, who would you want to perform at it?
That's a good question right there, Steve. I'd have to have my favorite band, Amberlin, do it.
Of course,
hey, they rock, dude. Yeah, they're good.
Yeah, they're amazing.
Your buddy there, Steven Christian, he's awesome.
Yeah, he's pretty fantastic.
I agree with you.
I'd have him there. He should have been there last night.
It's true.
Hey, I remember during, I guess, this last year when I started calling in, he was on here.
Mm-hmm.
That was actually really cool.
Well, there you go.
It was. So, Steve-O, what do you want for Christmas this year, dude?
You know, my wife asked me this yesterday. I have no idea. I already got myself... the greatest Christmas gift ever yesterday. And I'll tell that coming up later.
That's nice.
Yeah. That's called a tease. I can't share it yet. But
hey, what I can ask for Christmas, guys, is a cell phone.
Oh.
So in case I'm not home, at least I can give you guys a call.
I like that.
Yeah.
It's very responsible of you.
I'll just make sure to program your guys' number into my speed dial list.
And if you get a smartphone, you can get the Static app for free, and then you can listen to us all the time.
And you know what, Steve-O? Speaking of that app, I installed it to my mom's smartphone, and it actually made her phone freeze up real funny.
That doesn't sound like your mom's phone's pretty smart there.
Yeah, the phone just froze up, and I had to pull the battery out of the back.
Oh, see, that's not the kind of phone that you should be downloading the app to.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's an Android phone, which has the thing programmed into Google Play.
Yeah, that's the problem right there.
I don't know. I thought I'd let you guys know about that, because she was not happy with me about that. She's like, you need to take that off this phone right now.
Yeah, that's what did it. I'm sure that's exactly what did it.
Yes.
You found our secret.
Crashes Android.
We love iPhones so much that we want to crash Androids everywhere.
Hey, iPhones, I wish I had one of those. Those are nice.
Yeah.
I think I've seen you having yours on the webcam before.
I'm sure you have. Because that's kind of what we do.
Yeah. Stand there like this.
All right, man, I'm going to play some Amberlin for you today.
Hey, can you guys play? Let's see. Do you guys have Breaking?
Ooh, we do.
Can you guys play that for me?
Absolutely. No.
Bye-bye, guys.
All right. Matthew from Albuquerque.
What was that?
I said absolutely not.
Oh, okay.
Because I want to play self-start.
Oh, okay.
So last night, benefit concert, 12-12-12. Did you watch it? And if you could throw a benefit concert, who would you want to play at it? I'm telling you, there are some pretty amazing moments. Not one being Alicia Keys. I'm sorry. I'm not impressed.
I'm impressed by her. She's probably, I don't know.
She did No One, which I normally love that song.
Mm-hmm.
All right, y'all. I want you to get your cell phones in the air. Get your cell phones in the air.
Yeah, wait, what?
Yeah, we're bringing hope to the people with your cell phones in the air. Like,
that's
she's saying
not how
this.
We're doing that.
She's
that's
saying this.
Not bringing hope.
Get your cell phone. We're going to get your cell phone in the air.
That'd
no
be really...
one. No one. Cell phone in the air. She kept saying it like Diana Ross. And I'm like, what is happening?
Maybe she was really nervous.
I don't know. So, it was interesting. And, of course, as we said, Kanye went out there and did a 20-minute set.
That's about 3 songs, right?
No. That was Click, Mercy, Jesus Walks, All of the Lights, Gold Digger, Runaway. He did, like, this crazy...
6 songs, a medley?
Mashed up. And then just when I'm like, you know what? This is stupid. If this is what's relevant, mm-mm, like, quote-unquote cool
awful
right now, I don't understand this. Because the Who played, they played my absolute favorite Who song ever, all time. Love, Rain Over Me. Favorite Who song. They played that live. That was incredible. Then Chris Martin comes out and he's like, hey, I'm Chris Martin from Coldplay. Check it out. And he, like, rocked it acoustic by himself. And he's like, now I'm going to invite out my friend. Now, this was the coolest part of the evening, if you were a particular fan of this band, because even the concert promoters had no idea. Chris Martin brought this person himself and said, hey, let's surprise everybody, including the people. Like, he wasn't on the bill. They had no idea what was happening. And he brought out Michael Stipe, the front man of REM, and they did Losing My Religion live together, which was, yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah. Eric Clapton played, Billy Joel played, Paul McCartney played, and then had the biggest surprise of the night when he reunited the surviving members of Nirvana.
Isn't that all of them but Kurt Cobain?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, it is. Oh, man, it was amazing. First of all, he started off with Helter Skelter, and I was like...
I'm jealous I missed that.
What?
I love Helter Skelter.
He rocked Blackbird. Threw down some Blackbird.
He can't mess that one up.
Yeah.
That's his song.
It was
I've heard
pretty
so
amazing.
Many terrible, I guess, renditions of that song.
Dude.
Ugh.
Yeah. Chris Novoselic, the bass player for Nirvana, looks really, really, really old. Like, standing next to Paul McCartney. So it's like, dang, dude. But yeah, Dave Grohl on drums. Chris Novoselic played bass. All the surviving members of Nirvana came out.
That's so cool.
All for Hurricane Sandy relief effort.
That's so cool.
Yeah. So apparently record breaking. I don't know what the numbers are. I'm going to look it up. Static.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Morning.
Hey, so maybe according to that Kanye song, that when you are talking about clothes, he won't really embarrass you.
Dude, it was sad. Did you watch last night?
I watched parts of it. I couldn't really take too much of it.
Yeah.
But, no, I mean, it's good for a good cause, so.
Yeah.
Do what you can.
If you could throw, like, a crazy concert, who would be the headliner for yours?
Oh, dude, it's got to be, like, Korn and Limp Bizkit. It's got to be, like, NC. Nah, I have to.
I'm like, dude, that was like Edgefest 1998.
That happened. Definitely happened.
Yeah.
Or Woodstock 99.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys.
All right, man. 505-338-3700 is the phone number. I know who Matthew from Albuquerque's headliner would be.
In Berlin.
Yeah. Self-starred is the song. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. Song called Free Fallin', done by Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers.
Originally.
Who was not at the 12-12-12 benefit last night.
Bummer. I don't know why I said that.
You know?
It's fine.
Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers broke some hearts. Yeah! I don't have to do the glasses thing.
You didn't do the glasses thing, so.
The who was there.
Whatever.
Static.
Hey, so last night I had my 10-week-old puppy attacked by an owl.
Oh, gosh. That's what you called to tell us?
Yes, and I was wondering if you could pray for my sisters.
Oh, I bet they're really upset.
This is real. I'll play Hedwig's theme in honor. No?
Yeah, I don't understand. We'll pray for your sisters.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I couldn't tell if that was real or not.
That was real. Don't play Hedwig. Are you kidding me?
Just saying. I don't know. What do you do in that situation?
Play Harry Potter.
Okay, everybody, pray for... Okay. Okay, speaking of crazy animals, I got in my car this morning. This is going to dissuade you from ever wanting to come to the West Side ever, ever, ever again. I got in my car this morning. I drove about 9 feet, got to the stop sign... And I don't know if it was my headlights. Something freaked this thing out. And it all of a sudden, I get this. And it almost hit my windshield. It was the biggest bat I've ever seen in my entire life.
No way.
It was huge.
No way.
And it kind of like did this little swoop thing. And then it kind of went up. And I was like, that was a bat. That was a bat. I saw like the veins of his wings coming. Yeah. I wish it was like against the moon. It could have seen the bat symbol.
Ooh.
But yeah, no, that really happened.
That was when?
This morning.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, this morning on as I was leaving for work. I'm like, sweet!
So it wasn't an owl. It was a scary bat. Are you sure it was that big?
It was monstrous. Yeah.
Like a foot and a half.
That's not the first bat. There. I'm seriously going to totally dissuade you from ever, ever, ever wanting to come over.
I'm not afraid of bats. However, I don't want them flying.
No. One time, we had friends over. And they're getting ready to leave. And for some reason, we didn't have the front light on.
Oh, no.
So as we're turning, opening the front door to, all right, good night. We turn on the like light to the outside. Flies out from like the corner of like.
Where it was like living for the moment.
Yeah. Just so you know, we have bats.
I'm not afraid of bats.
In Transylvania. We have bats. It's pretty amazing. Speaking of amazing, 12-12-12 was last night. Did you watch? 505-338-3700, pretty much like the biggest, quote-unquote, rock and roll Hall of Fame concert ever.
Yeah, I didn't watch.
No, you didn't.
I didn't have the appropriate channel.
So I bought myself the greatest Christmas present of all time yesterday.
Okay, so let's talk about this, because I still don't know what it is.
You don't. And you don't know what I want for Christmas.
I don't.
Because people have asked.
I did not ask.
You did not ask. But other people have. Because I already know what you're getting me. You're knitting me a hat.
That's right.
Remember?
Yeah. Do you think? How do you feel about getting that in July?
Remember how you've like knitted hats for like everybody else here?
I have not knitted anyone a hat.
Remember how you've crocheted hats for everyone here?
No, I don't remember.
Man. Okay. Stever.
I am hatless.
Okay. Yeah, me too. All right. So, maybe
that'd be a bad person.
Touche. Not everyone here.
So I will. Okay, I'll have to figure out how to knit in a few hours.
But look at this.
No, this I don't want to see it or hear
it's
this
a picture
song.
Of me with a knitted hat that looks like the hat from Jane from Firefly. Is it not the most beautiful? Is it not the most beautiful hat you've ever seen?
I'm getting really sentimental.
Look
right
at
now.
This photograph.
If you could just turn off this song, because I think I'm going to cry.
Get your cell phones in the air! Get your cell phones in the air!
No.
No?
No. What do you want for Christmas? We never got to this.
I don't know.
What did you get yesterday?
So yesterday, in the mail, I got the greatest Christmas gift of all time from
my
mother.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
My mother sent a card because she's not going to be able to make it to Albuquerque for Christmas with the greatest gift of all.
Money.
Money. Yeah.
That's really
I got a check. Cool. Got a check. So you know what I did with that check?
You went out and bought.
Normally, I'm frivolous. I mean, I don't know if you know this about me. I'll buy a video game or Blu-rays or something stupid. And I thought, you know what? It's Christmas. This is the season to do importanter things than that. So this is what I did. I went in my garage, and long ago, I inherited my grandfather's guitar.
Mm-hmm.
I have no idea how old it is. I have no idea what kind of guitar it is, other than that it's a really old Gibson.
Really nice.
Not to brag. Really old Gibson.
Yeah.
So, I thought, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to have this restored. And our dear friend Kenny Riley over at Studio 150 is the, like,
guy
musical guru that I go to.
Mm-hmm.
So, I went to Kenny Riley and I'm like, hey, bro, I have a really, really old guitar that I would like to restore. Here's what's wrong with it. You know, and I drew him a picture that was then degraded.
By someone
else in studio.
Not me.
So I drew my, you know, and I'm like, this, it's got this, like, the back just totally split.
Oh.
I'm like, oh, no, really, really old Gibson. So apparently there's this guy in town who's like a restoration genius. I don't know.
Okay. Something.
So I call this guy. And you know it's legit when it's like, oh, here's the address, you know, like for his business. And it's like a residential.
Yeah, it's
and
his
he's
house.
Got like, kind of, he's built like this little shop. But you like, you walk in. So I walk in the door and there's a ukulele in the ceiling.
An ukulele.
And a pick.
As Skip would say.
Right? Maybe it wasn't an ukulele. It was just some little guitar, right? And there's like this brush that's like taped to the door. So when you open the door, brrrng. Right?
That is so cool.
Right?
Are you kidding me?
So I walked in already like, oh, this is cool. And it felt like something
that is
straight out of
the best idea ever.
Hogwarts, because you walk in and he's got like the crazy glasses on, you know? And he's got like this guitar on like...
Is it really humid in
this,
there?
Dude. So he's got this good... And he's like working. He's like, welcome to my... He didn't talk
nope,
like that at all,
probably
actually.
He's
like, hey, man, can I help you? Anyways... He had tons of guitars. And so I wanted to learn about this guitar, the history of this guitar, where it came from. And turns out it's not valuable at all, really. It's not valuable at all.
Really?
Really. Because I was looking online and I had kind of pinned it down to, okay, this is a pre-war Gibson. Like 20s, 30s.
Okay, when they weren't that good yet?
No. That's what I pinned it down, and I'm like, dude, this thing is worth... So sort of like, of course, where you go when you want to learn a real value of something.
WebMD?
eBay.
Just kidding.
So I started like checking, you know, just could I try and find a... And it was like thousands upon thousands of dollars. And so I'm already like...
Oh my gosh!
Not that I'd ever sell, because it's my dad's guitar.
Right.
Who died when I was 5 years old.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, this is the last thing I have of my grandpa. I'm not going to say his name. Because he's from Texas, and my family had some...
issues?
I'll never, ever name a kid after my dad's dad. Mavis! My dad's dad's name is Mavis. Mavis Jeter.
Mavis.
All right? From Sherman, Texas. So Mavis. Mavis's guitar, I found out, it's an early 1940s, so it's not as old as I had originally thought. And it's from Montgomery Ward. Like, this is how good this guitar guy is. He's like, oh, yeah, this was from early 1940s, Gibson. But if you notice right here, because it's got, like, the F-holes, you know? If you notice right here, this it's not a real serial number. It's more of a stamp from Montgomery Ward. So it was like, back when it was purchased, $39 guitar.
Oh.
In the 40s.
Right.
But I mean, in
so
the 40s, $39.
So that's expensive.
Right. So after full restoration, I felt like there were cameras everywhere. Because he's telling me the history of my guitar. And I'm like, waiting. Like, this is the part where he tells me how much it's worth.
Antique Roadshow.
Antique Roadshow. And fully, like, when he's done with it, he's like, when you're done with it, you could probably turn around and sell it for, you know, about $1,000.
That's still a lot of money.
Yeah.
Not what you were expecting.
No. And I would never, and you can't put a pickup in it. Like, I can't, it will never be made. I mean, I could, but he was.
Probably wouldn't sound that great.
He was truthful and an expert, because I was planning on doing that and using it for worship.
I love that.
And he was like, these guitars were made like crap 50 years ago. We didn't really understand how to make guitars then, and so it's really bassy and boomy, and you're going to get a lot of feedback in this, and there's this, and then if you notice right here.
You're like, oh gosh, slow, I need to know what you're saying.
I'm like writing everything down.
You just pull out your phone and start recording.
Yeah, pretty much. So anyway, so I left it with him, and I'll see it in like 2 months.
Dang.
Yeah. But yeah, that's what I did. I'm having my grandfather's guitar completely restored.
That's cool.
And then I only get to play it around the house, because he said this is definitely like a home guitar, because you can't really put any pickups on it or anything. You could, but so it'll probably be my like messing around at home. Just this will be the guitar I play that drives everybody else in the house crazy.
Yeah.
And I'll say, but it's my grandpa's guitar. There's heritage here. Who wants to hear Freebird?
No one. No one.
No? Okay. I just learned this one. Stairway to Heaven.
No.
No. Okay.
Did you see all right. I made a joke and you
I didn't get it.
Did you get it?
Yeah. No, because you were pointing to the stairway.
Yeah, no one.
No. You were pointing to the door.
I was.
You were pointing to the lights. All of the lights. What were you pointing to?
This is the Wayne's World.
Oh, the sign.
No stairway to Heaven.
No. I just. Now I get it.
I made a joke that you would understand and you didn't get it. Ah!
That's because you didn't point to the sign. You should have written a little sign and then pointed to it. Just before 7 o'clock, we got some Five Iron Frenzy on the way back. Also, some Christmas music from City on a Hill. Huh?
Yeah.
Old school.
Okay.
Good stuff.
Steve-O I believe you. In the morning.
What's wrong with you? Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
It's Steve-O and Mitch.
That's us in the morning.
Static Radio.
If you want to know the truth, yes, I think you guys are a little weird.
And now, Steve-O and Mitch.
Good morning.
You all right?
Yeah, he said, and now. That means we're supposed to start talking.
Oh, okay. Here we are talking.
Hey, good morning, 7:04. Happy Thursday.
Steve-O and Mitch.
25 minutes away from For King and Country joining us on the morning show.
That's right.
They are playing a show this coming Sunday evening at the Lobo Theater. I cannot wait for this interview.
Neither.
Got some good questions.
We do.
Yeah. Contact just went crazy.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Today, however, December 13th,
yeah.
I think we talked about yesterday, maybe it was today, for a long time, the Pope.
Yes.
Sending
We've been talking about this
suite.
For a while. Yeah, 12-12-12 was an important day, not just because they had a really rad benefit concert for Hurricane Sandy relief, but because the Pope finally sent his first tweet.
Yes.
And the good news is the Pope has an iPad. Huh?
That's good news.
Bad news is, let's be honest, the Pope's kind of old and doesn't know how to use it.
Yeah, he didn't really get it.
Yesterday, the Pope attempted to send his first tweet. They had set it up. It had been building. He'd been gaining followers on Twitter. I am one of them.
Are you?
Yes.
I did not do that yet.
You're not? You didn't follow him?
Let me go ahead. I'll go do that right now.
Of course, I say that, and I didn't even remember that he was tweeting.
Yeah, who are you?
But after weeks and weeks and weeks of us talking about it, everybody talking about it, the Pope's got a Twitter. He put his finger to the... I'm just so glad it was... I'm not going to lie that it wasn't like a marketing thing where like Microsoft was there promoting the new Surface tablet. Look! The Hope uses the Surface tablet. I've seen that on so many TV shows lately, and I'm like, yeah, I know. They have to, like, obligatory break it out and pop down the... I get it. It looks cool.
Whatever.
Anyways, images on Vatican television showed the Pope trying to send his first tweet. Guess what? Much like electronics and old people.
Is that his first tweet?
Didn't work. Yeah, that's his first tweet. The Pope, I guess, writes his hands by speech still. So he actually had to have somebody come over, like, you know, the grandson. Hey!
How?
So I wrote the tweet, and I hit the button, but it's not doing anything. Now, what do I do?
Grandpa, you gotta get connected to Wi-Fi.
But the Wi-Fi's... Who's got the Vatican password for the Wi-Fi's?
What do you think the password is?
Who has the password for the Wi-Fi's? Poor Pope. Poor the Pope.
It's like Ave Maria.
Do you call him Pope or the Pope? Poor the Pope.
Poor the Pope. His first tweet yesterday. Should I read it?
Yeah. Why not?
Dear friends,
Wait. Sorry. I should have set the mood better. You're trying to, you know... Okay, go.
Dear friends, I am pleased to get in touch with you through Twitter. Thank you for your generous response. I bless all of you from my heart. Amen.
Did he say amen?
No, that was me.
It was like he couldn't do that because Twitter can only do 140 characters, and the that is more than 140 characters. Because you'd have to, how would you do that? Like,
no.
You'd have to do lowercase, capital A, because lowercase, because it does like the, ooh.
When you're singing that in just with the sheet music.
Yeah.
It's just like an A and a dash. You just keep singing the as far as the notes, and then it's men.
Okay.
So maybe A dash men.
Men, but he don't want to confuse people, because they'd be amen.
Amen. That's an incomplete sentence.
That's either amen or the men. That doesn't work, the Pope.
But then he asked a question. That's
he answered a question.
Oh, and then he answered.
Yeah, because here's the deal. This is the purpose of the Pope's Twitter account, is he will actually be answering questions. A tweet was sent at the end of the this, you know, gathering, basically. And if you'd like to send the Pope a question, you just have to hashtag ask Pontifex. And his question was, how can we celebrate the year of faith better in our daily lives? That was the first question that the Pope answered.
And he said, by speaking with Jesus in prayer, listening to what he tells you in the gospel, and looking for him in those in need.
That was a good tweet.
That was good.
That dude's not wasting his tweets.
He's not, dude. They're really good. They're really good tweets.
Yeah, so
thus far. How does one become the Pope?
How does one become the Pope?
Yeah.
It's kind of like the election here.
Oh, they have like a campaign?
I think the Republicans are in office right now. Okay. I'm just kidding. I have no idea. I'm sorry. I have no idea. I really don't. I think there's just a group of people in the Vatican and they pick the guy, right?
Look, okay. Seven tweets, he's following seven people, all himself.
Seven,
and then he has 1 million followers.
He has a million followers? He has over a million followers already?
Yeah.
That is amazing.
It is pretty great.
So there it is, the Pope on Twitter. And I love that it happened this way because, one, it showed that, hey, guess what? He's a human being.
Yes.
He's a human being and can't figure out his iPad. So he had to call his grandson. Hey,
help.
I pressed the little bird button.
Actually, he wouldn't have said help.
No.
He'd be like, this is broken.
The Vatican says that papal tweets will be, quote, pearls of wisdom, little pearls of wisdom, because, you know, understandably, there's only 140 characters on Twitter. There's only so much that can be said, but they're going to continue this. Contents of future tweets will primarily come from contents of his weekly general audience, Sunday blessings, and things like that, but he's also taking your questions. So if you would like to ask the Pope a question, I'm not going to guarantee it's going to get answered.
You know,
he has a million followers, but
whenever people get retweeted by famous people, I go and see how many times they tweeted that thing to get retweeted by that famous person. And oftentimes they tweet that same thing just over and over and over and over. Like, so they can't, this person, the famous person can't miss it.
Right.
Like, they just have so many notifications from this one person that they're like, fine, fine.
This is true. This is true.
So
apparently last year they started talking about joining social media because this is the first for them, for the Pope, jumping on social media. And we've talked about social media before, what it can do, too much time on. You and I don't have a Facebook page.
Yes.
If the Pope has a Twitter, do you think it's time that we kind of got with the now and got a Facebook page?
No.
Okay.
No, you know what? I have a Twitter and I don't utilize it.
Yeah, I don't either.
So
you need to, because the Pope says possibilities of new media and social networks offer a great opportunity.
Okay.
But he also warned of the risks of depersonalization, alienation, self-indulgence, and the dangers of having more virtual friends than real ones.
Hmm.
Huh? I have way more virtual Instagram followers than I do have real followers,
because
nobody follows me around at work.
No one follows you around at work?
Nobody follows me around. Or when I'm at the grocery store, no one's following
me
around.
How upsetting.
I have plenty of followers. Yeah, actually, that's not quite that upsetting. Nobody follow me home, please. It'd be kind of weird. However.
Oh, it'd be amazing.
Yeah, I like what was said, because it's true. It can be used well, but we also need to be careful, because how many of us have posted a photo on Instagram and then deleted it because we're like, oh, that didn't get enough likes. I need more likes.
Who would do that? That's so stupid.
I don't know. Mitch, who would do something like that?
I don't know.
Yeah. Doesn't make any sense, because that obviously sounds like it's all about self at that point.
Yeah, that's weird. That's so dumb.
Coming up in 15 minutes, we're going to have Joel and Luke.
And Joel and or Luke, one of them.
One of them.
Or maybe both, depends on if they have a speakerphone.
For King and Country, they're playing a show this Sunday night at the Lobo Theater with Poema. It's a Christmas show.
An acoustic Christmas.
It's going to be amazing. I'm really looking forward to this show. These guys are great. They come from a musical family.
That they do.
Little brothers of Rebecca St. James. In fact, that's how they got their start, was being, I guess, bandmates, you know, type thing, helping her, and then branched out, did their own thing, and very successful.
Yes.
So I'm quite excited.
Great band.
They're amazing. Cool dudes. We're going to be hanging out with them at 7:30, and so don't miss the interview with For King and Country. If you would like to ask him a question, we always do the listener lightning round, so listener lightning round for King and Country. Get your questions in now, facebook.com/mystaticradio. Hey, while you're typing that...
There are pieces of debris.
There's construction Coors and Central. Reduced to one lane.
No, it's Coors.
Trust me.
Coors and Central.
I know.
Take a different route.
The worst.
And that's your look at traffic.
Mm-mm.
No?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
Just start making stuff up.
Road construction is reduced to one lane. Coors and Central Southwest. Avoid that area because it is congested.
No, it's awful.
Awful.
Like me. It's very congested.
It's awful.
The street's throats really hurt. He would love to just stay in bed and not come to work. He slammed his finger in the door this morning and thought he was going to start crying.
However.
Poor Coors and Central.
However.
However, he's still working.
Still working.
Reduced to one lane, but still working. Slow going.
It's a little slow.
It's a little slow today, but it was still working.
This just in, roads are he's.
Yes.
So that's your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast. Right here on the Calvary campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669. And I'm looking for my music so we can do just that. We haven't called them.
We haven't.
In a while on the air. Miss these people.
This is it.
We really need to have an ear for one another. And again, Solomon's Porch, this is Josh. How can I help you?
Hello, hey, Josh.
Hello.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Thanks for being a part of the show.
Thank you.
For King and Country is going to be on the show at 7:30.
Who?
For King and Country. You know Rebecca St. James?
No, I do not.
Who are you? Do you know Coldplay?
Coldplay, yes.
Do you know U2?
Yes.
Do you know Paul McCartney?
Yes.
Just like that. But bigger.
Bigger?
Yeah. Yeah.
They're one of them famous people.
For King and Country.
Okay.
They're obviously British.
Obviously.
Because that's what they say all the time. Full king and country!
Where they got their name, but they're
Australian.
British.
They're actually Australian.
Australian.
Yeah.
Australian.
They were in Lord of the Rings. That's we're going to talk to them about that coming up because The Hobbit releases on Friday.
They were in it? Or yeah.
For king and country, middle of your heart, Static Radio. Good morning.
Good morning.
Steve-O and Mitch hanging out with you.
7:30 right now.
I'm really excited. We had lost our dear friend, and I'm really hoping by answering the phone and just going live.
They did not die. Our dear friend did not die.
This is lost. Oh, sorry. We lost our dear friend. No, we didn't lose anybody. Nobody is dead.
Thank you for clarifying.
Well, I hope.
Oh, my gosh.
That would be awful.
Are you kidding
okay.
me?
Static. Hello?
Hello, this is a fellow driving through the heartland of Texas right now.
Oh!
And I'm with a band called For King and Country, and I'm calling to speak to Steve-O and Mitch.
Hello!
Good morning!
I'm not even going to attempt an accent. I can't do that.
Yeah, it's
who's going to judge me?
It's pretty bad.
Sorry. Yeah,
hello! I got to tell you something. Speaking of accents and nationalities in Australia, and this is back... Good news for Steve-O, bad news for you, Mitch.
Uh-oh.
Steve-O, I declare you an honorary Australian.
Yes!
Oh. What?
Woo! Yes.
Did he do anything to deserve this?
I'm the king of the world!
He did.
What did he do?
Okay. I don't know if it's just laziness, but in Australia, we try and abbreviate everything that we possibly can so that we don't have to say long words. and the major culprit that has taken a hit is names.
Ah, yes.
So instead of anyone being Stephen or, you know...
Stavopoulos.
You just abbreviate it. And it all automatically becomes Steve-O or
yes.
Mitch-O or Joel-Z or...
Well, hey, here's the thing, though.
Oh, yeah,
here's the thing.
I have news for you.
Her name is actually Michelle, and I am that lazy guy, and I just started calling her Mitch because it's half as long as her real name. So...
Yeah, but see, that's the problem, though. If you call her Mitch-O, it adds a syllable. So
yeah.
You just gotta stick with Mitch.
Yeah, I just gotta go with Mitch.
So you just call me Mitch.
Well, it's Michelle. I took away a whole syllable
you
from
did.
Her name. I really did.
But for the sake of keeping it interesting,
yeah.
For the sake of keeping it interesting, you will
yeah.
not grant me.
you're not
honorary
granted
Aussie.
Honorary Aussie. No,
ugh.
No.
Figures,
yeah.
Figures.
So on the phone right now with Joel from For King and Country, and you guys playing a show this Sunday night, a Christmas show. I'm really stoked, dude. Are you guys going to be doing like all of the hits from The Hobbit, or?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Every single one.
Because The Hobbit releases on
one.
Friday, and being from Australia, you know.
What was your favorite part about working with Peter Jackson?
I know. I'm sorry. I know it's New Zealand. I'm sorry. I know. I just had to go there. I know it's New Zealand, and those are like Kiwis? No. What are they called?
No. Okay. You got your status back.
Okay. There
it's
you go.
Kiwi. Yeah.
It's
New Zealand
Kiwis.
Kiwis. Yep.
Because dude, come on. Who doesn't know this? I watched Flight of the Conchords.
Of course.
I know these things.
He maybe did.
That's America's education on New Zealand.
Exactly.
And
exactly.
Flight of the
that
Conchords.
And Lord of the Rings. That's all I needed to know.
Yeah.
That's all I needed to know.
Enough.
Everybody's hilarious, musical, and there's a lot of hills and land and orcs in Australia and New Zealand.
And every single person knows each other, evidently.
Absolutely.
That's the one thing I get asked.
Yeah.
Someone has some obscure Australian or New Zealand friend, and everyone comes up to me over here and is like, hey! Or they don't say mate. They're like, dude, you know so-and-so? And I'm like, man, there's 20 million people in Australia. How do I know that person?
Yeah, those people are so rude. So how is Mel Gibson doing?
Yeah, I know he's going to be doing good, right?
Well done.
Which, by the way, if we're talking Australian movies, Mad Max is probably the greatest one of all time. I mean, let's be honest.
I feel like 20, 30 years ago, it was Lord of the Rings for Australia.
Mm-hmm. Dude, the Road Warrior? Come on.
It, Yeah, it changed. I think it changed the landscape of a lot of films. And, of course, obviously put Mel Gibson on the map.
It's interesting that you use the word landscape for that film because there was none. It was all just flat. And cars.
Welcome
and
to
desert.
Australia.
So, Joel, you guys are playing a show on Sunday. And, you know, we just actually premiered Middle of Your Heart this last Tuesday for New Music Tuesday. Fine Life, another jam we've been rocking on
That's
the
right.
station. We love you guys.
But
for those that don't know For King and Country, I mean, let me just ask the obvious question. How sick and tired of you, how tired are you?
There you go.
Of being referred to as Rebecca's little brothers. Let's be honest.
Okay, well, first of all, let's set this record straight. There is no love lost with Big Sis.
That's sweet.
She is a wonderful, precious young lady, and we owe so much of our musical heritage to kind of her journey as an artist and musician. But it's interesting because we've not done a very good job of claiming that message, the little brother message, you know. we wanted to build this artist musical thing on our own. We didn't want to kind of ride on a coattail. So we it comes a point now where we'll have people come up, you know, at shows or something, and they'll be like, "Hey, dude, I've heard a rumor that you guys are Rebecca and James's little brothers, and it's so much fun to toy with them." Everyone is so uncertain about the whole thing. It's true. And when we tell them, they're fascinated. Like, wow.
How can they be confused? It's right there on Wikipedia.
I know.
They obviously don't have a smartphone.
Yeah.
They obviously can't Google for crap. I mean, let's be honest.
I guess not. But, you know, I am... It is a nice notion now when I introduce myself and there's that moment of saying, sometimes they still do that, "Wait, you're Rebecca James' little brother." Or they'll say accidentally, I guess it's because of the association that she's a girl and we're siblings. 9 out of 10 times they actually say, "Oh, you're Rebecca James' little sister."
Oh, yeah, that's good.
I don't even correct people anymore when they say it. But with that said, now it's... tides are turning, and it's becoming more of a, you're in that new band that wrote that The Proof of Your Love song.
What's
your band again?
Dude, you know what's going to be great is in about 6 months when people start going up to Rebecca and going, "Hey, you're Joel and Luke's older sister." Huh? That's when it'll be awesome.
We'll see.
You'll have arrived.
that's the only reason the King and Country
That's the whole point.
Obviously.
That's the whole point.
I don't know what any of the
I mean, let's be honest.
What's the point, if anything?
So Sunday night, you guys are playing a Christmas show at the Lobo Theater. And I want to ask, you know, we're talking family here. Rebecca, older sister, what is the absolute, I'm going to ask,
okay,
worst Christmas memory you guys have?
Wow.
You can be honest, dude.
The worst.
And you can say, we don't have any because it was so wonderful all the time.
They don't talk like that.
That was, I just saw that 12-12-12 concert, so I still have Paul McCartney stuck in my head. So, you know.
That was British. Yeah, that was definitely British.
Yeah, it was definitely.
More British.
I apologize.
Than anything.
Okay, here's one of the worst ones.
Okay.
we're kids. This doesn't really... Rebecca was there, but she's not directly related to the story.
That's okay.
We're little kids. We're in Australia. We used to have this place that we would go to called Shannon Park, and all of our relatives, I have 24 cousins, we would all go and hang out there for Christmas. My mother has 3 siblings. They're all brothers, older brothers, and they're all in the school system, like headmasters, or you guys call principals,
Dumbledore.
Teachers, that sort of thing.
Yeah, like Dumbledore,
so
exactly.
They're Dumbledore. Dumbledore, but a little younger and not afraid to express a little physical discipline in this time if you got out of order. So it's Christmas Day, and of course you can't do anything wrong by their children. You know, their children are perfect.
Of course.
So we had some kind of, you know, 5-year-old altercation between myself and one of my cousins. And my uncle... It was the worst Christmas. He came And he spanked me. He spanked me on the bum.
Wow.
And I felt, yeah, and I, you know, it kind of ruined the whole day for in my little 5-year-old mind. I was like, how can this be? Santa Claus just came, and now I'm getting spanked on my bum by my uncle. This doesn't make sense. This is not Christmas.
That's kind of sad.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah, I know.
But I bet you it made you a better man.
I think it did.
Yeah.
Maybe.
So I was reading an article where you guys were described as Australia's answer to Coldplay. And I had to bring this up because 12-12-12 yesterday, you know.
Chris Martin was
Hurricane
there.
Hurricane Sandy benefit concert last night. And they have all the greatest musicians of all time up there with The Who. And Paul McCartney's up there. And Chris Martin of Coldplay. And it was brilliant. And then I'm reading this article about you and American songwriter, which I thought was kind of ironical because you guys are Australian. And American songwriter describes you as Australia's answer to Coldplay.
Like they would know.
What was the question to Coldplay that you guys were the answer?
Yeah.
Is my first question.
I'm still trying to work that one out.
But really, being described as something like that, the magnitude of that is monstrous. First of all, have you read that? Had you seen that already?
We have. We have a really strong relationship with American Songwriter. We've done some little in-house performances for their staff, and they're excellent folks. They're really good at what they do.
Yeah.
A lot of respect for them, and, I mean, obviously, it goes without saying, a huge amount of respect for Coldplay and what they've accomplished and how they've changed. They're talking about changing landscapes. They've changed the musical landscape in the last decade with what they've done as artists. So we never sat in the studio and listened to a Coldplay record and said, we want to emulate that. So there was never a notion to try and become Australia's answer to Coldplay. But when you are put on that level of tier with such successful people in their art that have had such huge impact, that's an incredibly high compliment.
There you go. I like it. Hey, we have a lot of questions online from our listeners, and I wanted to just grab a couple because I know you're on the road. I don't want to take up all your time, but
listener lightning round.
We always do the listener lightning round with artists, and we got some good ones this morning. So can we throw a couple listener questions your way?
Fire away.
All right.
What is your best and favorite tour moment?
You know, I don't want to be cheesy, but I would probably have to say this Christmas tour.
Nice. That's good. Sell it.
We don't have, and this, I guess this ties into Sunday, we don't have a Christmas record yet, you know?
Right.
So we can't end this going, all right, well, here we are. These are the most nostalgic songs, some of the most nostalgic songs ever written. And there's 1,000 different versions of each of them and chord structures and everything else. How on earth are we going to do these songs justice? And the 7 of us, because there's 5 guys that play with us as well, so the 7 of us all sat down in a rehearsal space, and for, you know, a few days, we just hashed out these kind of for King and Country-esque versions of Christmas tunes, and then, I got to tell you, every night we were in, we're making a 16-hour journey from Texas to New Mexico right now.
Wow.
And last night we were in Houston and playing these songs like, you know, Little Drummer Boy and O Come O Come Emmanuel and Silent Night and just having a ball.
Yeah, dude.
That's cool.
I don't want to ruin the ending, but I'm really excited to hear your rendition of Run DMC's Christmas in Hollis. I can't wait.
How'd you know?
I'm just saying. That actually would be pretty amazing, and you're welcome for the idea.
We'll take the royalties off of that one.
Write it right now. Just do it. All right. Next question.
If you were to choke a Smurf, what color would it turn?
Ooh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
I mean, I got to go with red. I know it's cliche, but I think it would turn red.
But if they're blue and they start to turn red, wouldn't they in turn turn purple? Because red and blue.
Yeah, but haven't you heard this theory that your blood is actually, like, human's blood is actually blue until it meets oxygen and then it turns red?
Oh, that's true.
So
I have heard that.
So this is the opposite? sort of thing?
Yeah, so okay. It's an inversion of itself.
I think that's the best answer we have ever received.
I think so, because that's a regular one. That's a regular question.
I'm trying to take that question very seriously.
That was amazing.
Thank you.
That was amazing. Now, being from Australia, there's a lot of wasteland area out there. One question we always get from Creepy Caleb, one of our favorite listeners around here. If you had to hide a dead body, where would you hide it?
Anywhere.
Anywhere, not near you.
No one's going to find it out there.
This is true, right? I mean, come on. How many people are already... I don't want to know the answer to that. I really don't.
Oh, gosh.
These are reasons why I never want to visit Australia.
Is it Crazy Caleb?
Yeah, Creepy.
Excuse me. Creepy Caleb. If you're listening right now, mate, and you probably know this, but the center of it, Australia is roughly the same size as America, but the center of Australia is completely, well, the outback ultimately is completely desert. I mean, you can get stuck out there and you will die and no one will find you today.
Wow.
So,
okay.
You literally, I mean, we have friends in Australia that have 25,000 acre farms because land is not the issue. The issue is actually finding a climate that you can actually grow some kind of crop or harvest, you know, have some kind of livestock out there.
Wow.
That's why every single 90%, I think 80 or 90% of Australia's population lives in coastal areas. There's just no way. You don't have the heartland of Australia.
Incredible.
Wow.
Things I'm learning.
Yeah.
And reasons I'll never go.
Australia. Let's see, a few more questions. How do you sing all your songs without crying? Because I know when you see others crying... I know you see others crying when your song touches them.
Oh,
is it like
good.
One of those things like, oh gosh, that person's crying, don't look at that person.
Don't look at that person. Look at the lights.
There was a few weeks ago, there was a sweetheart of a girl down the front. She kind of been older than 7 or 8 years old. And we started playing The Proof of Your Love. And she, it almost brings me to tears even talking about it. She just started raising her hand and she just started crying, and it was the most innocent, beautiful, sweet cry for joy that I've seen from an audience member. And I think both Luke particularly was the one that saw it. He walked off stage. He was moved.
Man.
Very cool. If you had access to an actual working lightsaber, what would be the first thing you slice in half?
These are obviously very serious questions.
Well, it depends on if Luke and I are in a good place or not.
Right, if you're in Australia.
Day, probably his finger or something.
Well, it'd have to be his left hand with a name like Luke. I mean, come on. I mean, it's just like perfect setup. No!
It is, and in fact, his old, IM, remember Instant Messenger, AOL Instant Messenger? His old IM was like Luke Skywalker or something like that, really creative.
Wow.
I'd probably just do something really random, like I would go out and I would chop a light pole in half or something.
There you go. You need to tell Luke it should have been Luke Skywalkabout. I mean, come on. That's so easy.
I saw the movie Australia.
Come on.
No, that's good.
I'm just saying.
Going on his walkabout.
Yeah, come on. I saw Lost. Isn't that what, like...
I liked it.
One of the dudes from Lost was trying to do before the plane crashed.
Wasn't it Locke?
Yeah, John Locke,
yeah.
Locke.
Going on a walkabout.
Locke went walkabout.
Which is kind of ironical because he was in a wheelchair. I don't know how that was supposed to work.
They almost didn't let him.
Yeah.
Okay. Jonathan, he asks, which is a better movie, Gremlins or Batteries, not included?
Ooh.
Why?
Does anybody remember Batteries?
Jonathan.
You've never seen Gremlins?
You've never seen Gremlins? I've never seen Batteries, not included.
Here's the deal, bro. The obvious answer is Gremlins because it's Christmas time, mm-hmm. and it's a quote-unquote Christmas film. You need to see Gremlins.
Gremlins. Guys, here's the truth matter. I was homeschooled, and so I didn't see a lot of things growing up.
That's okay.
You know what?
We'll let that slide.
There's time.
There's plenty of time.
Thank you.
You're on tour. You're going
to
be you're on the road for 17 hours, haven't you? There's these like modern technological advances called iPads or like laptops that you can just watch stuff all the time now.
And there's this thing called Netflix.
Exactly. Crazy. You should get that.
Yeah. Just start using that. I'm just saying.
When we get off the phone, guys, I am going to drive and watch Gremlins.
Yeah, maybe don't do both. Maybe don't do both. Yeah, maybe don't do that. Oh,
don't do both at the same time. Don't watch Gremlins and drive at the same time.
For King and Country playing this Sunday night at the Lobo Theater, Joel, we are super stoked and looking forward to it. I cannot wait to hang out.
And I hear there will be...
Go ahead.
I hear there will be apple cider and hot chocolate there.
Hot chocolate and apple cider at the show.
So, just saying.
Is this true?
Is this really true. No, this is totally serious. Free apple cider and hot chocolate.
Guys, if that's not a reason to come, even if you don't care for the King Country.
Right.
Well, it doesn't get much better than that.
It really doesn't. I'm just saying.
It's going to be amazing.
So, man, thank you so much.
This has been the most insightful interview I've done in a long time.
For us as well.
And it's been so inspiring, we're going to play some Coldplay on the way back.
Awesome.
That's what we've got to do.
Some Coldplay.
So there it is. Joel, thank you so much, man, and we will definitely see you Sunday.
Merry Christmas, guys.
Merry Christmas, man. For King and Country playing this Sunday, Lobo Theater, all the details, mystaticradio.com, a show you absolutely do not want to miss.
You don't want to miss it at all, seriously.
All right, we got to take a quick break. Coming right back. I'm not kidding. I really want to play some Coldplay. The Last Bison, Distance. Static Radio.
You're creating distance. That's what you're doing.
That's what I'm doing. Hey, can I just say that Joel was hilarious?
Awesome.
If you missed it, we had Joel from For King and Country on this morning.
And
he was awesome.
They will be here on Sunday.
That's right, Sunday night, along with our dear friends Poema, joining us in studio tomorrow morning, actually.
Yeah.
They're going to be playing a preview Christmas track tomorrow morning, hanging out with us live on the air. We'll also have Jared from Gozier joining us. We'll have Spoken in studio tomorrow.
We have a crazy day tomorrow.
We really do. Coming up in the 9 o'clock hour today, our dear friend Justin coming in to talk about something super fresh.
Yes.
How people can get involved in the community. And
he's a part of a ministry called Life Quest.
Yeah. So I'm really excited.
LifeQuestUSA.org.
Yeah, if you missed the interview with Joel from For King and Country, we will be posting that a little later.
Shortly.
So make sure you check it out. So it is Christmas time. And with Christmas time comes, you know, expenditures. Expenses.
Okay.
Presents, bro.
Yeah. Yeah. No kidding. Yeah. Oh, I'm so angry at you right
now.
Can
I be honest?
No, you cannot. I'm tired of your honesty.
I'm just, okay, cool. I'm going to lie.
Okay.
I really like the smell of your jacket.
What? It
smells wonderful.
What does my jacket smell like?
It smells like leather, and my sinuses are killing me right now, and all I smell is that.
Can I tell you something?
I just told the truth. I meant to tell the lie. The lie is that it smells great and wonderful, and it's not affecting my nose right now.
Can I tell you something? This isn't even leather. It's like stupido.
Fake leather?
It's pleather.
Well, then they sprayed leather cologne all over it.
They did not. It doesn't smell like leather.
No, it's affecting my nostrils. I have very sensitive nostrils.
I'm gonna punch you.
So, we need a good story today. We're kind of grumple stilt skin this morning. I've got a good one.
Oh, okay.
I've got a really, really good one.
Instead.
It begins with a man who got pulled over by the police.
Awesome.
Yeah!
So far, so good.
A Plano, Texas police officer pulled over a gentleman for having expired registration. Hayden Carlo said he was driving when an officer pulled him over. And it's that time of year. It's like, dude, Christmas
right
time.
Now?
Are you really, bro? I don't have. What do I do?
It's the worst.
And anytime a police officer pulls you over, first of all, you should always tell the truth. Well, this dude said, you know what? I'm going to be completely blunt. The father of two young children told the officer, hey, man, I have no excuse. I'm broke. I do not have the money right now. I'm just trying to get back and forth from work. And I apologize. The police officer, who asked to remain anonymous, handed Carlo a traffic ticket envelope. Gives him a ticket for the expired registration. That sucks.
Yeah, it does.
Because it's Christmas time. You have now a monstrous ticket. For an expired registration. So not only do you have to pay for the ticket, you also have to pay to renew your registration before, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's a big process.
You have to go to court, cost some serious cash.
Take a day off of work.
Yeah. So this police officer hands him the envelope with the expired registration ticket. Says, here you go. Drives off.
How is this a good story?
Hayden's like,
what?
Great.
Now I have to pay for this and this. And me, Ethos, I don't know how we're going to pay for the Christmas presents.
Like I don't know. His name's Hayden Carlo.
Yeah, he did not talk like that.
Did not talk like that. So he opened up the envelope with the traffic ticket inside. And oh, yes, there was a traffic ticket. And inside there was also a $100 bill. Whoa. From the police officer.
That's so nice.
Isn't that amazing?
That's great.
Carlo said he's been able to update both his and his wife's registration with the money and is driving back and forth to a new job.
Ooh.
Legally.
Things are looking up.
I know.
That's amazing.
It's Christmas time.
Pass the cheer. You know, we used to have that when I worked at the Bucks. That year I worked there, we called it pass the cheer. And we're like, during Christmas time, somebody would just start it. Somebody would come through the drive-thru and pay for the person behind them as well as paying for themselves.
Did you ever hear the story about the Bucks where it started that way, where a guy at a drive-thru paid for the guy behind him? And then that guy paid for the guy behind him. Mm-hmm. And it continued on for 3 months.
Wow.
3 months!
That's amazing.
It's incredible what happens when you just go out of your way, take 3 extra seconds.
And what I love is that, I got an Americano, and I know that costs $1.76, but the person behind me totally got 6 Frappuccinos. Okay, cool, $30? Here.
Like, I love that. You never know what that's going to do for somebody's life.
Yeah.
Obviously, this police officer, he still did his job. He cited him. He asked to remain anonymous, for a good reason, probably. But that's amazing to see that he did his job, he performed it well, and yet he still helped this man in this season, and this guy was able to pay for his registration and his wife's.
I love it.
Super rad.
I love it.
Static.
Shalom!
Pool boy from Cruises.
What's up?
Dude, I got 2 great things, but the first great thing is we're driving up to Picacho Hills, which is like the real nice neighborhood. And we see a garage sale sign, and there's no way I can pass it up, right?
Right.
Uh-oh.
So I pull in, and guess what I find?
What'd you find?
Elvis Presley.
1992 baseball edition, full set of Upper Deck cards.
No way!
I got it for $12.
$12?
Yeah, that's cheap.
Dude, 92, I'm trying to think who was a rookie in 92.
I don't know.
Well, on the cover, they have players such as Robin Ventura, Will Clark, Roberto Alomar, Neil, I've never heard that guy, but Frank Thomas, Wally Joyner.
What about Junior?
Classic 92. Type.
Thinking he was a rookie in 89. I don't know.
But, yeah, that is the whole key. I got to find these rookie cards and look them up. And so I don't even want to open it, really.
There you go.
But anyway, the next thing is, did you hear about the beaver?
Yeah, dude. Way to have him never come to New Mexico ever.
Who?
The guy was in prison in Las Cruces and plotted it. And imagine him in prison with a tattoo of Bieber, really?
Bull boy from Cruces.
What is going on down there?
We were spreading holiday cheer with a great story about a police officer who pulled a dude over and then gave him $100 to help him.
No. This one's for Mitch. You get all the glory all the time, Steve-O.
That's right.
Mitch, this is for you. This is why you don't like little boys with hair like that.
How is this Christmas cheer?
It's not.
There's nothing good about this story.
It's about cutting things off.
The cheer. Yeah. Oh, the cheer is that it didn't happen.
Yeah. Crazy story.
The cheer
story.
Is he's still alive and there thank God.
But do you know what? You know, I'm putting this up to you, pool boy, that you need to keep Cruces in order, all right? I don't want any murder attempts on Bieber from anybody from Cruces.
Little bit creepy.
Okay?
No, there's no way because in my truck, I have 2 10-foot poles. I have a brush. I have a net. I have hammers. I have pliers. So
this
I can just handle people.
There you go. There you go.
Yeah. All right, man. Love you guys.
Love you too, bro. Pool boy from Cruces. If you guys have no idea what we're talking about, I don't know how everybody and their mother hasn't heard this story. I actually read about it last night.
You actually told me.
KRQE actually broke the story. National news now. A prison inmate in Las Cruces, New Mexico.
Who has a tattoo of Justin Bieber.
Has a tattoo of Justin Bieber on his leg. Apparently a very not he is on the naughty list.
And he's definitely seems a bit, can I say crazy?
Yeah, murder plot was thwarted.
While he was, Bieber was at the Garden, Madison Square Garden.
Unbelievable. Dude in a local prison here in Las Cruces, plotted with a couple other guys. The plan was to take out the Biebs and his bodyguard.
Body parts.
Yeah, it was really weird.
Yeah.
You can read the whole story at the news website, I'm sure, because I read it and was like, oh. People, they finally commented back, management commented back, just saying that their priority one is to keep Justin safe.
Yeah.
So, glad it was thwarted.
It's so upsetting, because people already think New Mexico's not like a part of the United States. Now they think
we already don't get great shows.
Yeah.
We were talking about this with Joel for King and Country off the air. How great shows normally just skip us because they go Arizona, Denver, and then to Texas.
Yeah, it's awful.
And I was stoked that For King and Country took the time to say, hey, we're doing a Christmas show. We're going to Albuquerque.
That's right. Because
they love Albuquerque. So there it is. You want good shows to come to Albuquerque? Support good shows. And there's a great one going down this Sunday night at the Lobo Theater. You can catch all the details at mystaticradio.com.
Yes, it's going to be... I'm so excited for that show.
Me too. It will be For King and Country along with Poema. And they will be joining us in studio coming up in the...
Tomorrow.
8 o'clock hour. Tomorrow morning.
Yes.
I'm excited.
Me too.
We'll talk more about that coming up. Also, our dear friend Justin Marbury coming in this morning to talk about a great ministry opportunity for you peeps. Yeah, we'll get to that.
Stay tuned.
Steve and Mitch.
3 in the morning.
Static Radio.
Christmas.
Merry Christmas!
Happy holidays!
Merry Christmas!
Steve
and Mitch!
Hey.
8:35 now, are you okay?
I'm fine. Just choked on my spit.
All right. It is Thursday.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow. Are you going to be able to continue
on? Yes,
turn
it down a little bit more.
In sync in the background?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm hmm. On the cheese outside.
Oh, man. We are 12 days away from Christmas.
It's the 12 days of Christmas.
You're right.
Oh, my gosh.
What did my true love give to me on the first day of Christmas?
A partridge and a pear tree.
Oh, yeah. We're wrong? Oh.
We are so wrong.
We're so wrong.
What did we talking?
We just got the big
Did it start yesterday?
Wrong. Steve-er.
Hey.
What?
Look it up and get you the information. The 12 days of Christmas goes into January.
Oh.
Wrong.
Oh. I didn't know.
That ruins everything.
Well, just start saying stuff like you know stuff.
So it starts on Christmas then?
I'll look it up for you.
Yeah, no, I don't think I want to know.
Well, you've got a computer.
I think you're thinking of Hanukkah.
Okay,
yeah.
Mitch.
That's in January, right?
You've got
right?
a computer. Look it up.
How right. dare you, sir?
Truth. Truth. So Christmas, 12 days of Christmas starts today. It's the 13th. We are 12 days away from Christmas.
I need a partridge. Someone's going to get me a partridge.
I need a partridge, family member.
Oh, I guess it's my love that has to bring me a partridge.
Yes. So, this time of year is kind of crazy around, like, the malls and everywhere.
It is.
When you were a kid, did you go with your parents, like, Christmas shopping?
No, actually, my parents never told me they were going Christmas shopping. They always told me, and I realize this now, about how much of an idiot child I was. They always just said, we're going to go talk to Santa. And I was like, okay. And I was just, I literally thought my parents were conversing with Santa for hours. They were not.
Ah.
They were not.
Yeah, they weren't. I'll tell you what, nowadays it's so much easier, like online.
Yeah.
I've pretty much done almost all of it online. Is that bad?
No, it's really good.
Just yesterday,
I
was finishing up the final touches. But back in the day, dude, malls were scary because there was a gajillion people. And it was really easy to be separated from your party.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Did you ever get lost when you were a kid?
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
Were you ever one of those like, Mom? Mom?
Well, here's the thing.
Mom!
I did stray away and try and go to the candy aisle or the toy aisle.
Oh, you're one of those kids,
But the thing is, I could always hear my mom because when I was younger, she always wore this anklet that had bells on them. So I knew where she was in the store.
That one time the elf came in the store and threw everything off. Sorry. We're talking serious now. Talking serious.
That's amazing.
It's Christmas time. Kids, it's easy to get separated from your family. I mean, I don't care how old my kids are.
You should have that leash for them.
Jack and Luke, I'm holding their hand.
Yeah.
Like, you're holding my hand. Sorry, kid. They don't care, though, actually. They just, now I just put my hand down and they, boop, they'll grab my hand. And then I see other people just walking around without, you know, attached to their kid. And I'm like, sorry, bro. I love mine.
See, my mom would always get mad at me because I was the daughter that held onto the cart as she was driving, like the shopping cart. I was the person that held onto it, and I always turned by accident because I was just holding onto it so tight. And she hates it. She hates that. But I'm going to make my kids do that.
I'll tell you what. A few weeks ago, it was about a month ago now, we were at a store, and Luke, I don't know what happened. We were all walking and looking, and everybody's holding hands, and then he sees a T-shirt. Okay, cool T-shirt. And I'm watching him look at this T-shirt, and then Jack grabs my attention for 0.4 seconds. And I look over, I'm like, yeah? And I turn around.
Luke is gone.
Gone! And what happened is, I mean, he's short. I mean, he's a child.
Yeah.
So he's child size.
Mm-hmm.
Had wandered like 8 feet to the right to look at another shirt. Yeah. But like with the racks and everything, I couldn't see him. So then I started going backwards around this way, and then he starts going that way, and then about a minute later, all of a sudden, I just hear a yell, and it was awful.
That's so sad, because he was like, legitimately really afraid.
I was right here the whole time. But have you ever lost a kid in the mall, or have you ever gotten lost when you were little? 505-338-3700. Check out this new craze. Are you ready for this?
Yes.
This is real. Where's my Nickelback?
Oh, no.
I feel like something like Nickelback. Oh, yeah.
Look at this photograph. It's a picture of my little kid with a new tattoo with my contact information.
No way.
Yeah.
They're called tattoos. Temporary tattoos to put on your child's arm, and each tattoo has the parent's contact information tattooed to the kid.
I feel like that's for crazies.
Yeah,
unless you have like 9 kids.
Yeah, but my phone number now is out there.
Oh, it's true.
All right, everyone is going to see my number on my kid's arm, and who's to say some creeper dude isn't just going
to
like?
You'd have those custom made.
All right, Static.
I lost my little brother at the balloon fiesta once, and my parents freaked out, and I was 6, and he was like 2 years old.
Dude!
Oh my gosh, a few years old.
That's not.
Oh, the Bloom Fiesta is not, okay. Not the place to lose someone.
Yeah, that's jam packed with people. How did it resolve? Did you ever find him or?
My little brother never forgave me after he was pulled because he couldn't remember. But the police were there; they sealed it off and everything. And yeah, my parents weren't really too happy with it.
Wow, that got legit. Like they quarantined the area and started calling for child.
What do they call that? Like an Amber Alert? What is it?
Amber Alert. Yeah.
Yeah, those are pretty serious, bro. Yeah.
Yep.
Nicely done.
Well, thank you.
Glad everybody's okay.
Yeah.
Hit a call in. Yeah. All right. 505-338-3700.
Is it okay?
Hit a call in Magnum PI. Get him on the scene.
Is it okay to say that I kind of don't want people to call in if it has a bad outcome?
What?
Well, because
if it has a bad outcome?
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
I'm scared.
Well, of course. Yeah, I even started to say it, and I'm like, I have to rephrase this question. Were you ever lost? Did you ever get lost when you were a kid? Or as a parent, did you ever
lose
your kid in the mall? You have to like tag
find
on
them.
In the mall.
Yeah, in the mall.
Because I'm like, dude. Yeah, tattoos. Latest craze. Temporary tattoos to put on your child's arm. I feel like that's expensive.
What if
every
you
time you go
to a
out,
website?
Especially because like, oh my gosh. In like cereal boxes, you get those stupid temporary tattoos.
Yeah.
And then for like 5 minutes, I'm like, okay, I got to wash my kid's arm. And then I like put it on there. I got
to
get
Why
a wash.
You have to wash their arm?
Because then you got to get like a washcloth and then you like hold it to their arm for like what feels like 7 minutes.
I'm straight up ghetto. There's no way that I did that ever.
No, that's lame. You want my kid's fake tattoo to look legit. All right. You don't want it to be like, oh, where's his head? And then it's kind of like crooked and you kind of like try to put it on.
Whatever.
It's missing a leg. You're like, sorry, bro. I obviously suck at fake tattoos. It's the worst.
Most of the time I'm like, go wet some toilet paper. Bring it to me. I'll put the tattoo on you.
So tattoos. Temporary tattoos to put on your kid's arm with your contact information. I feel like it could be a good idea, but at the same time.
What if the wrong person gets a hold of that? Like, what if it's just someone. I want to go to the mall and just like look at the kids and be like, do you have a tattoo? Let me see it. And it's like start prank calling the parents or something.
The marketing of it is amazing. A tattoo.
Tattoo.
I love it. Brilliant job, whoever made that up. Good job, you. Have you ever been lost in the mall? 505-338-3700. It's that time of year, dude.
Yeah.
Put the leash on your kid, bro. But I don't know if that's...
I've seen that.
That just looks
really
like abuse.
Sad. It's really sad.
You're like yanking...
I saw this guy walking into the place where I guess the walls are green.
Yeah.
And he looked like, you know, kind of like he was like thug life. And then he had his kids like in front of him wearing an Elmo backpack with a leash.
Yeah.
I was like, this is so confusing. Everything about this.
Static.
Hello.
Good morning.
How's it going?
Yeah, no. Can't complain.
All right, so I've got a story about my little brother getting lost. I hope he's listening. But me and him and my dad were at Home Depot walking around. And this is, I would say, 14 years ago or so. So I was with 7 or 8 years old maybe, so that would have made him 4 or 5 at the time. And we were walking down the main aisle right with the cash registers, and Brandon decides to stop and look at something. And we walked down a few rows, and then we'd turn around, and he's just gone. So we let the manager know at the store, and they had every associate kind of like walking the aisles and everything. And about half an hour later, one of the associates come walking into the store with him and found out that he couldn't find us, so he walked towards the truck outside in the parking lot and just sat on the curb waiting for us.
That is the worst.
So, nowhere to be found in the store.
Oh, my gosh.
That is awful!
This was in Reno, Nevada, so some weird stuff happens out there. So it's surprising that nothing happened.
Wow. Glad it worked out.
Yeah, me too.
Thanks for the call, man. 505-338-3700, the phone number. Tattoos. I feel like I need to get these, especially since I keep hearing stories about little brothers getting lost. We have all boys.
Yeah.
And we're dudes.
There are two little
dudes
brothers.
Dudes suck at details. So I just know that if I was ever in a mall with my kids and all of a sudden it was like, hey, you're missing one of them. Oh, and then you got to go to the police like, well, what does he look like? Well, he's a boy. He's brown hair, brown eyes. What was he wearing?
Clothes. He got dressed this morning.
I'm sure he's wearing a shirt and pants. What do you want? I don't know. He's a kid. He's a kid. He's like this tall, looks like a hobbit. I have no idea what you're looking for. Static.
Hey, this is Sunny.
Hey, Sunny. How's it going?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
So I was up at the McDonald's in Edgewood.
Yeah.
And we were going in, and there was this little toddler in the middle of the parking lot.
Oh, man.
So we picked him up, and he was kind of grubby, and he was barefoot. And I brought him in, and there were some people standing in line, and they're like, oh, it's Tommy.
What?
Wow.
I found him in the parking lot, and they said, oh, he must have climbed out of his car seat again. He was there all the time. I said, he was in the car by himself? And they said, yeah, we just came in to grab some food real quick. And they could have cared less.
That's the moment where you hold on to him and call the police and say,
oh, heck no.
Yeah,
no,
I would have lost my mind.
I would have been screaming at those people. Oh, my gosh. I would have been so mean.
Yeah, dude. It would have gone McDown. For real.
Yeah, I kind of talked to them and lectured them a little bit. That didn't really.
Right.
I was kind of in shock. I guess I didn't really do what I should have done. I lectured them a little bit.
They
didn't go off on them.
They were at McDonald's?
They were at the McDonald's in Edgewood.
They know there's a drive-thru, right?
Well, I know, right?
Just
saying. Yeah, but the line was really long.
And
it's always just easier to go in real
quick. But
can
I point something out? It is Edgewood.
Yeah. It is Edgewood, yes. You're right. Wow.
So I just talked to them, but they didn't really, they asked them what that happened all the time.
And unbelievable.
I lost myself. So what can you do?
I would have lost it. I would have absolutely lost it. Thanks for the call, Sunny.
So many choice words.
Wow, yeah. That's the Cosby family right there. That's what that is.
Of course.
That's incredible. Dude, I seriously, if I had been in that situation, the news station would have been there. The police would have been there. It would have gone down.
Yeah, no, it would have been very bad.
I don't think I... Oh, wow.
Yeah, hi. Just seriously, how easy would it be to get the news out there? How would it be to get... Seriously.
Sorry. I'm like struggling in my mind. If you punch a parent in the face in your heart, did you really commit that punch?
That's a tricky one.
Yeah.
Because You know what? Yeah, you did.
Because I desired to in my mind.
You desired to.
Yeah.
So.
That's unreal to me. Some parents. Gosh. And I use that term loosely. Parents. Static.
Hey.
Niles.
Hey, Niles.
What's up?
How's
okay,
going, man?
So. I've been lost multiple times.
Oh, dude.
When I was 3, I was lost 3 times within a 5-day period.
Oh, no.
It was on a trip to St. Louis. And, okay, so one of the times I'd actually escaped from our hotel room.
Twice,
I'd escaped from our hotel room.
So you weren't lost. You were the kid that ran away.
Okay, one of them, yeah, kind of, yes.
You can't say you were lost. Like, your parents didn't just leave you.
Okay.
You escaped.
Okay, so one time I had gone, it was a 10-star hotel, and I actually got into the elevator. Gotten out of our room, into the elevator, but yeah. Third time was we were at a zoo, and I got into a group of preschoolers from, like, this Catholic school, and,
Is that your mom, like, yelling the story at you in the background?
Yes.
Yes. Will you just put her on the phone?
Okay, yes. They
thank
want you on the phone. Hold on. Here's the mom.
Said I don't want to talk on the phone today.
You can't
you
yell
to.
The story in the background. You're distracting, mom. You have, now you have to just
famously.
Tell the story. Are you embarrassed because you've lost your kid so many times?
It's Niles.
That's a good
he
excuse.
Was, a bit of a challenge is an understatement of the year.
There you go.
So what happened?
So we were in this hotel. It's a circular hotel in St. Louis. You can see it's round. It's like 10 stories.
Oh,
and we
circular.
Had two
I thought you said secular. It was a secular hotel.
It was the hotel like, is round, okay? But anyways, we had two adjoining rooms. There were 4 adults among, you know, like 9 of us. And you know, you could go back and forth between the two rooms. It's a little
right.
different than I can explain. It's, and then there's one room, only one door going out. And we always thought, oh, he's just going over to the room next door. Because you had to go through 2 doors to get into the hallway. We thought, oh, he's just going over to the room. But he would get out in the hallway and push the elevator. He'd end up in the security down in the basement. He was just smiling when we finally found him.
Wow.
Eating a candy bar, Snickers, just smiling like no big deal. And we're going, argh!
Wow. So
twice in one trip.
You would probably invest stock in tattoos then, wouldn't you?
Yeah. We used to have a harness, but we never really used it much. You know, but I guess we should have, you know, like a dog harness, you know, for yeah. kids. And but the other time, we were at the zoo at the same vacation, and he had been in a stroller, and he was getting restless. It's okay, we'll let him out. You know, we thought we had his hand, and we turn around, and he's nowhere. You know, there's like 3 adults then, but we sent 2 of us in one direction, one in the other. First of all, we'd huddled together for about 30 seconds, pray, where is this boy?
Yeah.
We couldn't see him anywhere, and it was about 10 minutes.
Oh.
And I mean, that's forever.
Yeah.
It's a 3-year-old. And pretty soon, this little Jeep that's, you know, one of the groundskeepers, here's Niles sitting.
Wow.
Because we had stopped one of the people, you know, and described him, you know, male, 3-year-old wearing such and so. And it was literally 10 minutes. And he's just ready to Jeep, just smiling, no big deal. Because
wow.
he had got tangled up in a little preschool group that was right walking with us. And after a bit, they turned around and go, wait, he's not one of ours, you know.
Amazing.
Wow. So it's God that he's here today.
Yes.
I can tell you many more stories, but that's fine.
There you go. Thanks for the call, Niles' mom.
Sure thing.
All bye-bye. Right. 505-338-3700 is the phone number. Talking about tattoos. Apparently, it's a new trend. Parents getting their kids temporary tattoos of the parents' contact information. I've got an easy, cheap way to solve this. They're called Sharpies. Just write your phone number on their forehead.
It's true.
They will never, ever get away. And if they do, it's right there on their forehead. People will know. Could you imagine? Thinking that's probably not the best way.
No.
Okay, fine.
Not really.
We got to take a quick break. Coming back, we were going to have Justin joining us at the top of the 9 o'clock hour. Justin Marbury. Talking about a cool way that you can get involved this holiday season. Yeah.
Yes.
It's going to be a good time.
Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio.
Here
Good morning.
Hey.
9:02. Happy Thursday, everybody. All right.
December 13th.
Is it okay to say I love Elvis?
Yeah, I don't understand why it would not be okay.
You know what else I love?
What?
Cheerfulness.
Oh, me too.
Giving of your time and yourself. I also love Justin Marbury.
Ah, see where you're going with that.
He has all of those things.
Really? Wow.
You are giving.
Man.
You're here?
I didn't realize I was going to be the focus of the segue.
Oh, yeah.
You don't have to be.
That's just how it worked out, I
guess. You're just a good dude, and we're glad you're here. You guys are doing something amazing right now.
Well, it is actually amazing. Yeah.
You've been a part of this ministry, Life Quest.
Yes.
For how long now?
Well, that's a good question. In terms of the ministry that Life Quest does, I've been doing youth detention ministry since 99.
Wow. I was probably one of the kids at that time who was like, I'm sorry!
I was a kid almost myself. And yeah. I was 21.
Wow.
So, yeah. But Life Quest, as an organization, as a 501c3, has only existed since 2009.
Okay.
So it's kind of the result of a lot of years of experience in youth detention ministry, not just myself, but others, and seeing the larger picture of what these youth who are in detention need. And so our focus as LifeQuest is to initiate relationships with as many of the youth that are in detention in Albuquerque and throughout the state when they first get into detention, and then continue that relationship all the way through their time, which can be a year, 2 years, or until they're 21 for some of them.
We're not talking about like after school detention where you're there for an hour writing
this
lines.
ISS.
No, this is for real. I actually I went once and got to share my testimony and speak a little bit at one, and I was floored by the response.
Yeah,
like they are. They're kids, man.
Yeah.
And they need hope. They need help. They were just, I think, excited about anything positive at that point, because a lot of them are in there that haven't been sentenced yet, don't know what they're facing, don't know what's going on. Oh, man, pray for me. I'm meeting with the judge in a week. Yeah. Pray for me. My parents haven't spoken to me in this long. Pray for me. You know, and every single one of them had a need.
It's an interesting combination with these kids, like you say, they are in many ways kids, but in some ways they've had to grow up really fast, and so it's this weird combination of those two, and really, if you've ever gone into like an adult prison, it's a very different thing. You go into an adult prison like MDC here in the West Side, and it feels like a prison, and there's hardcore people.
Yeah.
When you go into youth detention center, you realize, for the most part, you're like, "Wow, these kids are just like me."
Yeah,
and that's why we feel so passionate about building a relationship with them and seeing it through, not just while they're in detention, but as they get out and continuing it when they're out, because it's in so many ways, it's not too late, and it's never too late, even for the adults in prison, but. But if we can catch them, what even youth detention can do, and certainly once they get, if their lives aren't redirected, it really makes them criminals. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It makes them better criminals. It hardens them more. So if we can get them when they first get into detention, and we can either through a Bible study or through one-on-one mentoring or through classes or through whatever it is, we do a lot of different things. Like right now with the Christmas Care Kit Project at Christmas, if we can initiate a relationship immediately, we can change the course of their life, or God can through us. So that's our purpose. That's the mission of Life Quest. It's a ministry focusing on the whole person, not just their spiritual life, but we're thinking about life skills, job placement, housing, just the whole picture, because a lot of those other things are what makes them end up getting back into detention and eventually into prison, is they just don't have the skills, they don't understand, they don't see a path for themselves that doesn't include crime.
Right.
So the Christmas Care Kit Project is just one of many things we do, but it's a really cool thing. And what we do is we take like an overnight kit, kind of a bag, a zipper bag, and inside that we put a bunch of things, a Bible. We have this cool, a lot of them are artistic.
Yeah.
they're very creative in general. That's a good stereotype of these youth who are in detention for other reasons that we could talk about another time. But they, we developed this book that has a lot of creative, artistic problems that they can solve, as well as guidance on doing art and how to draw, as well as puzzles and things like that. And we have that in their sketch pad. We do, of course, candy, Oreos,
yeah.
cookies,
yeah.
some tracks, bookmarks, Bible memory stuff, a calendar. Because one of the big things that we talk about with them is time management and thinking about, okay, this next year, if you don't plan it, if you don't start to think about what you're going to do, you're going to get to this point and you'll have nothing planned
yeah.
and nothing will be achieved. So, and there's other stuff, but all of this, we bring into the detention centers at Christmas, as many of the centers as we can. And in New Mexico, there's 21 youth detention centers
wow.
around the state. We go on a weekly or at least biweekly basis into 8 of those 21. And then at Christmas, we put one of these care kits in the hands of every kid in detention, which this year is about 750 wow. in the state of New Mexico.
Okay.
And so what we do is we just ask people, because we have certain things that we have gotten cleared by the facilities, we ask people just to make a donation of at least $20 per kit, and then we assemble them and we yeah. bring them in, and they're
because it's tough. You can't just
give them anything.
I got it. Yeah. This guy's an artist. We're gonna give him some clay and one of those little razors that he can sculpt with.
Yeah, see, no,
probably
it's not
can't get through with that.
It probably would be contraband.
Yeah,
it's amazing yeah. what is on the list of contraband. There's things you would never think.
I couldn't bring my car keys.
Car
like
key.
I had to leave. It was crazy.
I almost had to take my piercing out one time.
Yeah.
They're
yeah.
like, yeah, they're like, maybe you should take it out. And so I took it out just to be safe. But yeah. they highly suggested it.
Yeah, absolutely. It's interesting because you don't think about these things. Yeah. You really don't.
When you have a lot of time and you have a lot of angst,
yeah.
you can make something very dangerous to yourself or others out of mm-hmm. something that seems innocuous and
right.
harmless.
I like that word, innocuous.
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 I'm going to keep
if
that
If you're
one.
Just joining us, wordsmith Justin Marbury with us.
And can I just point out, Moriarty High School alumni.
Ooh, I did not Giddy know
up.
That. No way.
And
so
I mean
good
that
things can come
we
from
were,
Moriarty.
We were the Pintos.
Can good things
Pintos,
come from
woo!
Nazareth? Good job, you.
So, thank you.
My throne, y'all.
On that note, just to take a little tangent here.
Yeah.
There was recently an article about investigators in FBI, I guess.
Wow.
Have found in Moriarty a woman who's a part of what they believe is a ring of animal rights activists
yes.
who have been stealing pets out of pens
I
around
saw
the Moriarty
this.
Area.
Yeah, we
saw
yeah.
National news.
National news.
So, my mom's dog was stolen like 6 years ago. A beautiful golden retriever out of there. She had a nice outdoor pen
wow.
stolen. And so now we're wondering if...
That was it.
If she, Hannah, is with this woman.
Wow. Do you think the dog would even remember
These
you?
These are the kind like of stories
yes.
that Moriarty gets.
Yeah.
There was
oh,
the,
yeah.
there was the guy
Moriarty.
That was beheading people.
Yeah.
Right? Who was from Moriarty.
Like,
or
awesome.
At least ended up there.
He ended up there.
He just kind of somehow ended up
that's where
in
they
Moriarty.
End up. Yeah. Moriarty.
Oh, come on.
Sorry. All roads, all crazy roads lead to Moriarty? I don't know. But here's the thing. We're
yes.
trying to prevent those people from ever going on
That's
those
right.
roads
Segway.
By getting them at their teen years.
And
That's
so
right.
it's really cool. You guys have been doing care kits for a few years.
A long time. Long
yeah.
before
yeah.
actually LifeQuest kind of inherited this project, the Christmas Care Kit project from a previous
yeah.
ministry. So it's been going on for like 25 years.
Wow.
We've been doing it for the since 2009.
Yeah.
And it's a great project. It's so cool to see, the kids that say things like this. This is one of the letters we got from a kid. I really liked and appreciate the Christmas care kit donated to us. It was extremely thoughtful and gave us a Christmas despite our unfortunate predicament.
Mm.
It really meant a lot, and I am truly thankful, Isaac. So, we get letters like that all the time.
Right.
It's just that, it is that, like you said, that bright light. A lot of them won't get any gifts. A lot of these kids won't have anybody visit them. And to bring this in, especially when it comes with the truth in love of Jesus Christ,
yeah.
it makes a huge impact.
Mm-hmm. Man, and that it does. It makes an impact in building those relationships. I remember I went in once and I was dumbfounded because Without getting into detail, obviously, one of the kids in there, I recognized. Wow. I had seen him around. Yeah. And I was floored. And I came up after, because afterwards, each one's allowed to come forward and ask for prayer or just, you know, that kind of moment.
Yeah.
And it was like, dude, you know, what's up? And yeah. It was this one foolish, stupid lapse of judgment that was all of 12 seconds worth of stupidity that is going to cost him, I didn't know how long at the time.
At least a year.
Yeah.
If he's incarcerated, that's the only option, a year, 2 years, or...
And it was so disheartening to me. But he knew the mistake he had made. He had owned it and just said, man, pray for my parents.
Yeah.
Pray for my family. Yeah. Okay. What do you need? What do you need? You know? And it was just, that was it. That was it. You see, honestly, man, you being here, that was it. Yeah. So I know there's hope.
Yeah.
And,
For a lot of them, it's the difference between myself and a lot of those kids that are in detention is simply the support structure in the family.
Right.
I was arrested and taken to the D home when I was in high school. And the only reason that I only stayed there one night is because my mom came and got me.
Yeah.
And for a lot of them, that kind of thing is the reason they end up staying in there longer, and the reason right. that they go before a judge and get sentences, there's no structure,
yeah.
support, family. Either mom is, it's a single mom who's, you know, working more than one job, or strung out, or, you know, whatever the situation may be. It really isn't that big of a difference between the heart of the kids that are in detention
right.
and the ones that aren't.
Right.
I mean, it's really a matter of, like you said, getting caught or what your family is willing and able to do.
Yeah, looking at it like that, it helps because it reminds us we constantly need to be looking at everyone through Christ's eyes.
That's right.
And when we look at them through Christ's eyes, we realize they are someone that Jesus came and died for, that he loves.
Very much.
Very, very much. Yep. Because it's easy for us. We were talking about this on Tuesday with Pastor Scott Thomas. It's very easy to kind of have this self-righteous attitude. But, man, the parable in Luke, I believe, was it 12 or 16, the Pharisee and the tax collector, when we come to the throne of grace with the right attitude, and we begin to realize that the difference that separates us
yeah.
from those is one, that grace, that acceptance yep. of Christ, and nothing that we've done. Not anything that we could ever do. I think it changes attitudes, and it helps you better to go out and help someone,
that's
man.
Right.
Because you're right. The family, maybe it's the family structure. I had a similar situation for me. I had a mother who loved me so much. She was unshockable. I had an unshockable mother, and when she had to come pick me up, I knew I was in trouble. But I also knew that no matter what, I could always depend upon my mother to. Man, yes, correct me and instruct me, but to love me. And yeah. I think we as parents, we as mentors mm-hmm. need to be unshockable and remember that we
yeah.
were such were some of you.
Oh, yeah.
And the only difference is Christ. And if we can get that mentality and begin to reach out to others and be that mentor, you never know
yep.
the impact you
right.
may have. And you won't know until we get to heaven. It's like, what you, that 5 minutes that you took, this moment that you took, this is the course of life that this child was headed down. But because of your care, because of your reflection of Jesus, this is the path and this is what happened. And you get to high five that kid someday.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's really the bigger picture of what we're trying to do is it's all about relationships.
Yeah.
And if we can develop a relationship, if you go in as a mentor and, you know, this is a great time to try out that part of it, because
yeah.
with the Christmas Care Kit Project, our Christmas parties where we go in and deliver these, it's a great opportunity for somebody who's thinking, hey, maybe I'd like to be a mentor, maybe I'd like
yeah.
to be a part of this ministry and impact the lives of these kids. You can go in for a Christmas party and try it out without any obligations beyond that. But what you will be introduced to may be something that God calls you to.
Yeah.
And in that case, you're a part of something that is not just changing the life, but of one, but I would say something that's generational.
Yeah.
Most of these youth, a lot of them, come from families whose fathers are in prison.
Right.
And so you can break a cycle. You can be part of breaking a cycle. It is a tremendously difficult ministry at times. But it is that way in any form of discipleship. When you are committing yourself to working with somebody and their entire life and devoting yourself to their life, it takes work.
Mm-hmm.
But it's also the most rewarding kind of work.
Yeah.
And through the relationship that you can build with these young men and women, you earn their trust. And once you've earned their trust, then you have their respect.
Yeah.
And then you have the ability to influence them. And influence is the only way that their lives are going to be changed, is going to be an influence of the God through people who come in, love them, who they trust. And we've seen it work in the lives of youth who had been written off. There's a girl who is now out. She was not only mentored, but she lived with her mentor for several years. She's now working in a prison as a correction officer, and she's doing great. She comes to church. She's so proud of her. She was institutionalized from the age of 2 years old.
Oh,
wow.
Throughout her entire life in mental health institutions and then in juvenile detention centers. And I've talked to healthcare professionals who knew her entire life, and nobody thought that she would, quote, make it.
Yeah.
And now she's a productive, loving part of the community.
Yeah.
And all because of this one woman who, like you said, was unshockable and was willing to open up even her home. And it was hard at times. I mean, I had conversations with her at these watershed moments where this young lady had nowhere to go, and the mentor called me and said, "What do I do?" And we prayed through it, and she opened her home, and it made all the difference.
Yeah, absolutely. If you're just joining us, Justin Marbury here with us on behalf of LifeQuest.
Yes, sir.
Amazing pastor and friend. And care kits, getting ready to send them out to, you said 700 plus.
750 plus
wow.
youth in detention around the state of New Mexico, 21 or so facilities.
So for those just joining us, real quick recap, care kits, you guys have been doing these for years.
Yes.
LifeQuest came on the scene in 2009, took over this ministry project, but you can't just get anything into a detention facility.
Right.
No.
So talk a little bit about it again what you guys are asking.
Basically, because of that, we assemble the items in the care kits, the Bibles, the creative packs, sketch pads, some cookies, Cracker Jacks, tracks, discipleship packet, Bible memory, all this stuff. We have it pre-approved by the facility, so we assemble them. What we need is just donations. You can go to our website, lifequestusa.org, lifequestusa.org. Make a donation of at least $20 per care kit, and we will do the rest.
Yeah.
Now, if you want to join us for a care kit party, that's a possibility too. You can contact us through our website, through email, or there's a phone number there that you can call and come in and see if perhaps you want to be involved even beyond Christmas and beyond the Christmas Care Kit Project. There's always youth wanting a mentor, wanting someone who will invest in their life. So
there you go.
It's a good way to get in the door.
Absolutely. And if you missed that, all the information is up at our Facebook page, facebook.com/mystaticradio. If you already like us, just get to our Facebook page. Mitch posting all that up
right now.
So you'll have all the information for LifeQuest. Dude, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
As a product of, you know, I as seeing what it was like to have a positive influence in my life at times, because, you know, single mom, you know, and there were definite times where I took a turn.
Yeah, you were more than she could handle.
Yeah. But I'm so thankful that God provided people at that right moment, at that right opportunity to say the right thing, do the right thing, be that positive influence that just absolutely changed my life. I'll never forget those people. And so because of that, these are the things that I think are so important, just that mentorship, that positive, because you never know, a 5-minute conversation could change someone's life.
Yeah.
So, all right, man.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah,
thank
absolutely.
You.
All
Merry the Christmas.
Details. Yeah, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. 12 days, T-minus 12 days.
T-minus 12 days. We got to talk about that. 12 days of Christmas. Going on right now.
Of course.
Not at all, actually.
Apparently not.
So, LifeQuest, you can find all the information at our Facebook page, facebook.com/mystaticradio. Get involved. It's a Christmas season. Are you kidding me? Dude, you should be getting involved year-round.
It's true.
So
they don't need just help just on Christmas.
But now, if you need help getting involved, you got that little joyous thing in your heart going on because it's Christmas and those warm fuzzies.
You can do it.
Yeah, use them for more than just buying people presents. Yeah. Make a difference in somebody's life. The Modern Post for you now. Song's called Before the Throne. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. Calendar February 12th.
Abraham Lincoln's birthday.
Yeah, that's exactly
Write
why.
Write that on calendar.
Because I'm not allowed to be that guy. I get in so much trouble if I break news before it's supposed to happen. So I'm not going to. That right there would happen to be the red jumpsuit apparatus.
And write February 12th on your calendar.
Yes. You know, just write it on your calendar. It's a Tuesday. Don't forget that date. It's going to be absolutely incredible. Did I mention that was the red jumpsuit apparatus?
I think that day I have plans.
Oh, you should.
I think I'll be at Calvary Knob Hill in the Lobo Theater.
I think you should be, because it's going to be amazing. Write it on your calendar, but I can't talk about it yet because I'm going to get in trouble because I'm that guy. And then I always get like the slap on the hand and they're like, you can't do that. Okay, I won't do that.
So just write February 12th.
February 12th, right on your calendar. It's a Tuesday, so you may need, you know, just get prepared now.
Mm-hmm.
Trust me, it's going to sell out. I don't know. I don't know.
That day?
So, Christmas. It's Christmas time. You know, Christmas parties. Mm-hmm. We have our staff Christmas party tomorrow.
We sure do.
I'm kind of freaking out about it.
All of Calvary staff
Christmas. It's going to be amazing.
Oh, I'm excited.
Food. My stomach's like seriously grumbling thinking about it.
Baby pictures?
Because the food is always incredible. Fun baby pictures. And we're doing something special as a staff that I won't talk about on air, but it's pretty much the coolest thing ever. So here's the thing. Christmas parties every year, businesses try and make their Christmas party the biggest of all time. I'm pretty sure Calvary outdid themselves this year.
Yeah.
I'm stoked for tomorrow. But if you want to make your holiday party really stand out.
How do you do that?
Invite a celebrity.
Obviously.
Hello.
Who do you invite?
Here's the thing. It's 12 days until Christmas. And so, man, it's going to be a little tougher to get them going. But we got a list of some celebrities you can invite to your Christmas party, along with how much they charge for an appearance. So if you work at like a cheaper place, you know, smaller, maybe mom and pop shop, and you can't really afford to go big.
Right. Who do you call?
Well, for $5,000 to $10,000 range, you could get former cowboy Ed Too Tall Jones. Former cowboy.
Ed who?
Ed Too Tall Jones.
Is his middle name Too Tall?
Yeah, Ed Too Tall Jones. You never saw Police Academy?
No.
He was in Police Academy. He was the really tall one. His name's Ed Too Tall Jones. No, okay.
I don't know who that is.
Former Duke guard Bobby Hurley. Played for Duke.
Is he a Duke?
Basketball player.
Basketball. Naming not famous people.
On average, experts say this amount, between $5,000 to $10,000, will get you a sixth place or worse finisher on American Idol. Sixth place or worse.
So who could have? Who could we? No. No one. I don't remember any of them.
I don't remember sixth place finishers.
Finishers?
Sixth place. $10,000 to $20,000? You got $10,000 to $20,000 to spend?
Yeah.
Oh, good. Okay. That price range, you could get Rudy. Rudy.
Rudy. Ah.
As in Rudy, Notre Dame, Rudy. These are all sports guys. You have no idea who I'm talking
Why
about.
Why are you reading this list to me?
Rudy. They made a movie.
They made a movie about him.
Samwise.
No, was it Sean Astin? Yeah.
Yeah, Samwise Gamgee played Rudy. You could get Rudy.
Okay.
You could get Daryl Strawberry. You don't know any of these people.
Daryl Strawberry?
Yeah.
Strawberry.
For $10,000 to $20,000, you could get any cast member from Jersey Shore.
That's it?
Yeah, $10,000 to $20,000. Jersey Shore, cast member. I feel like they're selling themselves short.
Yeah, they really are.
Aaron Andrews. Huh? Commentator. One of my favorite news reporter chicks, ESPN.
Yeah.
She's amazing.
Yes.
$10,000 to $20,000.
Aaron Andrews.
No? All right. Holiday Christmas parties. You got to make it legit. So anybody knows, $20,000 to $30,000, really, that's where it's at. Because then you could get Joe Girardi. I went all sports people.
Joe Girardi. Is he Italian?
He's the manager for the Yankees. He manages the New York Yankees.
And you're excited about
this?
He's like don't you not like the Yankees?
For you.
Don't you not like the Yankees?
It's whatever. You could get Bill Goldberg. You could get Goldberg.
Really?
Come on. Do you know who Goldberg is?
Did they make a movie about him?
No! He's in the WCWs. He's like WWE. He's like a wrestler, and he's got like the crate. He made stupid tribal tattoos awesome.
In the 90s?
And he speared people, and he's like, I'm Bill Goldberg. I'm crazy.
Nope.
Well, for 20 to 30,000, you could have had him at your party.
This list
How
sucks.
How about this? Bruce Jenner. All right? Is that better for you? Bruce Jenner.
Say it a little bit different.
Bruce Jenner.
Ah.
Bruce Jenner.
Yes, there you go. Okay. That's it. Bruce Jenner. That's right.
Kim Kardashian's like dad, stepdad, dad.
Oh.
Bruce
cool.
Jenner. The
Who
dad on the Kardashians
show. Does he play
show?
Sports too?
I don't know. He's Kim Kardashian's
ask me,
dad.
Ask me how many times I've watched the Kardashian show. Ask me. 0 times. You're not going
to
ask me.
Okay, 30 to 40 grand.
It's better to get better.
David Robinson.
Oh my God.
The Admiral.
This is so stupid.
I went all sports figures. I really should have looked up people you knew. Okay, how about this one? You've got to know this one. I know you know this one. Deion Sanders.
He played for the Cowboys.
Oh.
It's a guess. It's such a guess. And he has
Deion
a great
Sanders?
Pizza shop.
What? Oh, gee. Just got that. You're stupid. Carmen Electra, okay?
Yes.
Carmen Electra.
She is an actress.
For 30 to 40 grand, you could book Carmen Electra at your Christmas party.
Is she an actress or is she just...
I don't know. Make it a good Christmas party. 50,000 to 100,000.
I got
now
that.
We're getting somewhere.
I got that.
All right? You could get Charles Barkley.
That one guy.
Come on, man.
Charles...
He was on T-Mobile commercials. You should at least know him from that. Former basketball player.
Yeah.
Charles Barkley.
And they made a band out of his name, but they called it Gnarls Barkley.
How about Rachel Ray?
The cook.
Okay, good.
She's the cook.
All right, we're getting somewhere.
Yes.
Hulk Hogan?
Wait, hold on. Back up.
Yeah.
Is Rachel cooking at my party?
That's just for an appearance. It doesn't say what she'd be doing at the party.
Oh, no. She is coming to my party and cooking if I'm paying $50,000 to $100,000.
This is just if you want them at your Christmas party. I don't know. It doesn't
she's
say
cooking.
That she's going to cook your Christmas party. I'm sure that's a touch more.
Doubt it.
So for $50,000 to $100,000,
okay.
Rachel Ray.
She makes an appearance.
Okay. One of my childhood hero icons. I don't think I have this theme song, and I'm going to... I don't have it. I want to fight myself right now. Hulk Hogan. Hulk Hogan!
He had a show on MTV for a while with his family.
All I want for Christmas is Hulk Hogan at my Christmas party.
With that handlebar mustache?
Yes! 100,000!
I think his life is in shambles right now.
All right. I'm going to start speaking your language.
Okay, cool.
100,000 plus.
Okay.
Michael Jordan!
He played for the Chicago Bulls.
See, look at you.
He also played...
His
golf
birthday
for a while.
Is February 17th.
His birthday is February 17th.
Booyah.
I knew that.
He As is also... Johnny B's and my beautiful mother's. That's
yes.
how I remember that.
And he was also in Space Jam.
Dude, right there. Okay, so you do know Michael Jordan.
Yes.
So for 100,000 plus, we'll get somebody that you can recognize. How about this? Bill Cosby.
Okay, I want him at my party.
Cool?
Yeah.
100,000? Lady Gaga. Same price.
Okay.
Okay. Are you ready for this one? Take a wild guess how much it would cost to get Justin Bieber to your Christmas party. Wait for it. For 1 hour. He charges by the hour.
Yeah. Do you know who he is?
Santa Claus is coming down.
Yep.
Of course I do. It's Justin Bieber. Just take a guess how much. Okay, you got Michael Jordan charging $100,000. You got Hulk Hogan between $50,000 to $100,000.
He has my heart.
You have some of the greatest icons.
He has my heart.
In sports. Charging, you know, $50,000, $100,000. Lady Gaga's on the list for $100,000.
But can I tell you that the people who work for Justin or work with Justin are amazing business people.
Yeah. So for
they know what they're
one
doing.
One hour... Justin Bieber will come to your Christmas party for how much? Take a guess.
I'm gonna overshoot it.
Okay.
But that's because I would totally, if I had the money, pay for this.
Okay, how much would you pay for Justin Bieber to be at your Christmas party for 1 hour?
See, I'm going with like
$750,000. $750,000?
Yeah. Okay, so he probably charges in the millions.
$1 million per hour.
Got it. Go
for it. $1 million.
You know what? He's the Biebs. But here's the thing. Here's the thing. Justin is so giving that he will just go to a party. He will just crash the party.
$1 million an hour.
You know what? If you can get
$1 million an hour. Just saying. Just saying.
Okay.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah. No, I'm not worried about it. I don't have $1 million. But if I did, if I was a millionaire, meaning I had $1 million, you know I'd spend it on that.
Yeah. Yeah. I know. It's just...
But does it have to be like a party? Like, can we like go shopping or something? I mean, he'd totally buy me stuff, right?
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Sorry. I had to put in a very important call to Biebs real quick. I was just texting him.
Really?
Yeah, because I didn't realize, one, you were a gajillionaire, so you can afford something like this. So, okay, cool. It's happening.
Cool.
He'll be at tomorrow's Cowboy Woo! Christmas party for an hour. Cool. Done.
For an hour?
Yeah. There you go.
Ask him if he could stay for The Hobbit. We'll pay.
So there it is. We're done. We're out.
We are out.
We gone.
That was a great list.
Whatever.
Except for all
the fact that you didn't know any of the
except
people.
For the 15 out of 20 people you named I didn't know.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Cool.
Sweet.
Awesome.
All right, that's it for us. We'll see you guys tomorrow. Finally Friday, and we have a big, big Friday for you. Poem is gonna be in studio rocking a Christmas jam. We got Spoken coming in studio. We've got Jared from Gosher coming in studio tomorrow. We've got Sam Swan coming in tomorrow.
It's going to be a crazy
huge,
day.
Huge, huge, yeah.
Crazy
yeah.
day.
It's amazing. So that's coming up tomorrow. We leave you with some Dustin Kensrue Christmas and the brand newest from Project 86. Steve-O and Mitch.
Be in the morning.
Static Radio.
Peace. We're going all-